Hello and welcome to the meditation for the economy, for the United States, the world, and you. I'm Phoenix, and you can learn more about our project for peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness within the United States for all things economic, the world for all things economic, and within each of us for all things economic, and to do so under grace. You know, most of us, without always being conscious about it, make every decision in our life based on economics. It seems to be the driving force behind all things. And so as human beings, it's very important to get really centered in really divine will so we will not be caught off guard when the economy does what the economy does and what it most recently did, have its ups and downs, its rising and falling, like a constant roller coaster. And to really stay centered in peace. We come together here to really become the instruments of peace who we are, so we may truly live our life in peace, harmony, and prosperity. And that's the energy we are connecting with today for ourselves and with the world. For when we are in this place, everything else around us vibrates at this level. And we just keep transmuting this out. And the world evolves, person by person, situation by situation, to a higher level. Before we begin today's meditation, we're going to start with the message from God I was guided to share with you today from the book of the same title, page 160. Do not despair in your travesty. Use it to catapult yourself to the next level. Do not despair in your travesty. Use it to catapult yourself to the next level. The reason we're having this meditation is because the world is feeling such pain and loss, real and imagined. In the United States alone, just last month, over 500,000 jobs were lost. And the number keeps going up. People have lost their jobs. They lost their steady income. People who own their own businesses, fewer and fewer people seem to be calling for their services. There is travesty, real and imagined. It's imagined because when we get hooked in what appears to be the physical reality, the loss of dollars, jobs, income, business, and it seems to be a domino effect, travesty seems to take over, and that's what travesty is. To turn over, to take over something or someone, to pass over, across, or through. We've encountered an obstacle, the travesty. And it appears for most of us for no fault of our own. Other people seem to have made decisions that ultimately affected us. Whether they knew it or not, their choices that were not aligned with divine, highest and best good for all concerned, divine truth. When they chose to be outside of that range, at some point too many times, the scales tipped and things were out of balance. And now it's this domino effect that's affecting so many people. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how much money you ever had. It's not the same for us. Anyone at any level today. It's just a matter of degrees. And the process, if you look at the physical, what appears to be the physical loss, and we get caught up into it mentally and emotionally, we create what I say, it's imagined and real because we make it even greater. We project all that could happen. And when that happens, we could really get stuck. We could really feel despair, hopelessness. Literally, it means without hope, despair, a person or thing causing despair. When we believe in that thing, we put our faith in that thing or that person, in this case, the economy of our country, or maybe into our investments that we were basing our future on, our current business that gives us our bread and butter every day. And I share with you that everything happens for your good. I know it doesn't appear that way, and I had my moments of crisis during this recent economic crisis of not believing that everything happens for your good. It's not happening to you, it's happening for you. And we're told in today's message it's happening to hurl us down. The word catapult, to catapult us, to hurl us way out there, somewhere else, to the next level, we're told. What is a catapult? Well, we're not really familiar with it for the most part, unless you've studied ancient societies. But when they were trying to break down a fortress or fight their enemy, in this case, it is our obstacle, in quotation marks, our figurative enemy, the obstacle that seems to have appeared in front of us. They would hurl stones. They'd have this machine. It was a military device to catapult, it would be called the catapult, the stone at whatever was their obstacle, their enemy, what was blocking their way. You may have seen in movies or in TV where they would try to launch, they will launch from military ships, planes. They have to almost catapult them out, and then they get a higher and further lift off. That's how a catapult is used today. But we visually use it to mean to hurl us, to shoot us out to the next level, much further than we would go on our own. Now, the word level is really interesting because it really means literally new heights. It means balance. You know, when you think of a level like in construction, it's used to measure the balance. That little, the level, the instrument called a level, the balance. And when we're being catapulted to a new level, it's really to a new height for us to get back in balance. Advancing ourselves by being in balance. And even though this crisis has created such upset, a true travesty, it's so important for us to remember in our inner self to not get hooked in what appears to be horrible stuff, the loss, the pain, the mental anguish that we really build up about this physical thing. Regardless of the depth of what it's hit, if you will stay centered in peace and harmony, your true prosperity, lasting prosperity, will arise. And rise to new levels, as we are told. We are out of balance. Whether we know it or not personally, apparently we've signed on to bring our nations and the world, because this has become a worldwide nation, a worldwide travesty, if you will, not any one nation's travesty. We're all interconnected, and this shows us so clearly. But we've signed on in this mission, this lifetime, to bring balance, to bring people back to peace and harmony, and to choose wisely, not greed and corruption, but for all humanity who knows their actions affect each of us. This is the new normal. Not loss, but balance. True advancement can only happen when we're back in balance. Quality of life can only happen when we're back in balance, not for some, but for all. And that is where we are today, to know that we are absolutely in a right place, even though it may not feel that way. And if you allow yourself, this is an opportunity to, not just as a nation and as a world, but as an individual, to be catapulting yourself to a whole new level, to rise above whatever obstacles, financial, health, relationships, even your fulfilling your life purpose. For you may have traveled a path that was truly not in your highest and best good. And what we're facing now almost forces you to look again. You have a choice to live your life in a pity party, despair, depression, talking about what was and what could have been and what is no more, or use this opportunity to take your life to a new level, to explore things you maybe would not have looked at before. And that is really where your gift is, waiting for you to rediscover who you are and what you're really meant to do now. So it's all happening for your good, not to you, for you. This is your opportunity for true peace, harmony, and prosperity. And when you benefit, so will everyone in your world, and so will our world as a whole. We will keep today's message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to go inside. Breathe into your heart center now. Simply breathe. Long, deep, slow breaths. Allow your breath to take you to the next level. Allow your breath to be your catapult, your device, bringing you to a new level. Deep inside of you, it takes you to a much higher place. Perhaps open your arms up, spread them out wide. Feel your chest expand as you embrace your pure angelic being. Feel that breath come in. The life force outside of you connecting within you. And whatever mental or physically appearing real obstacles that you are facing in your life right now, whatever they are, allow your breath to pass over, across, and through them now. Just as if you are traveling a stream and you are the water and there's a boulder or two in the stream. Those are the obstacles. And you, this breath of fresh water filled with the life force of the universe, simply find your way to pass over, across, and through this seeming obstacle now. You have the energy of the universe within you, and you have the ability to pass over, across, and through, to traverse any real or imagined obstacles that seem set you back. In truth, you, this gentle stream, are far more powerful. You have the energy of the universe moving through you to pass through, over, and across whatever seeming travesty may appear. Use your breath as your stream. And in your mind's eye, perhaps see this seeming travesty, this block, this obstacle, this person or thing or situation that you are facing, perhaps recently have faced, and you're really not sure that you're through it yet. If it seems to be an idea, give it an image. Give it a symbol. Allow your breath to be the stream and see it as a stone or rock. And see you, the stream, passing over, across, and through. Gentle, rushing water. Rushing back to the source of the water. All streams are moving towards the ocean of love, going back to their source, and that is you. And the source is far more powerful than anything you may ever face. And you are one with the source. Feel that source rushing through you as you breathe into your divine center, your heart center now. Being one with your heart center, feel the source inside of you. See and feel it rushing out as this peaceful, gentle, constant, powerful stream who you are. Always there, always flowing. And notice you, this stream, have the power to wear down, flow over, pass through all what appear to be hard stones. And when we know that, they simply begin to melt, dissolve back into the nothingness from where they came. For the constant life force who you are, this gentle stream who you are, has the power to dissolve the rock, no matter how hard and strong it may appear. So important to remember this, that within each of us, symbolically, we are the David. And we are given the power to catapult to the next level. And the Goliaths show up in our life in whatever form they take, whatever form we need for us to face our own fears and willingness to give up and give in. The Goliaths show up for us to allow ourselves to be catapulted to the next level. To really align ourselves with our true being. To find our true right balance. Find our normal position. Not the one we learn, but our divine normal position. That's the next level. That is the only level where we may feel we are living a life of quality, authenticity, true advancement. And the Goliaths show up, the crisis, the obstacles. So we may allow ourselves to find within ourselves the David who is us, the divine will that's greater than any human will. And sometimes that means giving up our physical and mental will and giving in from a pure place of love, surrendering to divine will, and asking the way, staying aligned with our breath, our hearts, the life force, going in meditation as we are right now, finding a place of stillness. Perhaps before you go off to dream, perhaps now in this meditation, perhaps later it will come, the answer, through another source. You have no idea how they know to contact you or give you a piece of reading or flip on the TV and there it is. But starts with you surrendering to God will by asking for the assistance you need. Simply saying something like, and may you do it in whatever way that works for you now. I bless you and thank you, my dear angels, God, higher source, divine love. I bless you and thank you for showing me with absolute clarity my next right step now. And you say it and feel it as if it has already happened. No begging. No, I'm so sorry, I don't have the answer. You ask as if you're giving thanks for the answer that's already been given to you now. Be one with that now. Come from that place now as you see the seeming obstacle, the travesty, and you ask from a place of true gratitude. For the answer is there. You just weren't able to see it. It's as if you have blinders on when we get hooked into the travesty and forget. It's simply the Goliath we've been given to realign ourselves with divine will, to be catapulted to the next level. So from this place of gratitude, ask again with an uplifted heart, a grateful heart. I bless you and thank you, dear God. I bless you and thank you, divine love. I bless you and thank you, dear angels, for guiding me clearly to know my next right steps under grace. Now. Be with that. Feel that. Feel love. Perhaps you received an answer. Perhaps not. Know your answer will be there. Stay in that place like childlike innocence and ask again with joy in your heart. Or let it go and know you planted the seed. And the answer is coming. And stay in this place of knowing it is so. Nurture that seed. Send it love and light, knowing it is done. And help yourself refrain from doing a human thing. Picking up that seed. Digging up that hole. And exposing the seed to the sunlight before it is sprouted. When we do that, we've connected ourselves with worry and doubt. And we are told, do not despair. Have infinite belief that when you plant your seed, God always comes forth for you. All is good. All is well. All requests our answer. Be at peace. Allow yourself to know harmony like you've never known before. Allow yourself to be catapulted to the next level so you may live in complete, ongoing, constant prosperity without the worry of ever having enough again. Become that stream again. See the rock, the obstacle, this travesty, the symbolic rock that represents the travesty you appear to be facing or have faced or passing through. See now you, the river, passing around, through, over, and or the rock, simply dissolving, now under grace. See it with a glad and full heart as you travel this path back to your divine source, the ocean that brings us all together, the ocean of infinite peace, harmony, and prosperity. Feel this incredible love now. This joy, this gratitude. Feel every cell and atom of your being alive with this energy that runs through you. Divine life force that is always there for you. See in your mind's eye that you come home now to the sea of love. Feel the embrace, the warmth, the peace. Balance, the infiniteness of it, the true prosperity is so large and full, and you are part of it. You are one with the sea of love. Feel that largeness, that fullness, that completeness. Drink it in. It feels absolutely glorious. As if the world has stopped. And you are home, truly home. This is your real home. And you may live it now, every moment, when you allow yourself to be one with this divine force that's rushing through you, this stream of life that is capable of dissolving, traversing, passing over, across, and through the seeming obstacles, and knowing they are there for your good to catapult you, to take you to the next level. The next level that first requires you to come back and honor your true divine nature, and turn the situation over to the life force that's much higher and powerful than each and every one of us, individually and collectively. And that is our way back to this feeling of oneness, completeness, wholeness. And now, dear ones, it's time to bring this feeling, this knowingness back into your world, into the outer existence. You can do this. You know the way. So breathe again into your heart center. Gentle, slow, calm breaths. And as you do, feel yourself rising up higher and higher back into consciousness. Knowing all is well. And the sea of love is within you. You are one with the sea of love. You take it with you all the time. So come back now to your world. Consciously bring your hands together and thank your world, thank your inner world, thank your mind and your heart for coming together now, allowing you to know who you are once again, to be reconnected with your divine source that brings you the power to be David and to under grace with peace and harmony, rise above the seeming storms, Goliath's travesties that may appear upon your path, under grace. I bless you and thank you all. Namaste.